In this context, we don't look at things from the perception of effort, but of result. You may work so hard every day, but have little what? Result. Because most believers, they put so much of their mindset on effort. I'm fasting for 7 days. 7 days. But for them to start monitoring the results of their fasting they did last year, they don't. The fasting they did 2 years ago, they stopped monitoring is what? It's result. And because of that, in this year, they're looking for another one. So if you do not mark the result, because when Gideon was told to go and defeat the Midianites, what he did, he actually went, sneaked as a spy. Okay? And went in the camp of the enemy. Okay? Just after he had given, the Bible says he had given bread, he planted a seed to a prophet, an angel that came to speak to him a prophetic message. He gave him bread and meat as a seed. After giving, he went to spy. What did my seed do? Did you hear that? What did he give to an angel? Bread. So after he gave, he went to the camp of the enemy to spy, to check, to monitor the result, not effort. When he went there, he was disguising himself so they don't know that it's actually Gideon. So when he went there, he found people discussing the enemies. And they were saying, I had a dream. One enemy was saying, I had a dream where I saw bread beating us. And this bread destroyed all our tents. This bread killed all of us. And one man there, he said, oh, the bread you saw is the sword of Gideon. Gideon was there. He said, uh-uh. The bread came and killed them. Just yesterday, I planted a seed of what? Bread. So you mean that bread came spiritually and entered his dream and began to kill them and to destroy them. So he sneaked nicely and went to the camp and said, tomorrow we are winning the battle. What was he relying on? The bread that he gave. It will give them the victory. You didn't hear me. The bread that he gave. So we have got people who plant seeds. They just plant. They just give. We do not just rely on effort. Begin to monitor. Don't ignore signs. There are certain signs that are very important. If Elijah had ignored signs on the mountain, there would be no rain. There are prophetic signs that you must never ignore. These signs may show and prove to you that a miracle is about to happen. God will give us a victory just by hearing a dream. Imagine David just seeing the wind blowing over the trees. He said, the Lord has said he will give us a victory. Don't ignore simple signs. Are you here? Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
One time I was in a fasting, and I was fasting. I said, God, have you heard my prayer? I want to know if you have answered my prayer. Then boom, a text came in my phone from my spiritual father. Just said, son. I'm fasting, and I'm like, God, I want to know if you have answered my prayer. Then my spiritual father, prophet angel, just texted me, and he said, son. I said, where's the food? Why should I continue fasting? I said, where's food? Don't ignore. When we are praying with intelligence, we monitor the sun. So if you fasted, you begin to check around now, is there any sign? So you do not rely on effort, but you rely on what? on results. Simple, just simple. Say, oh, there is a phone call. Yeah, it is done. Oh, this. So you, when you are praying with intelligence, you don't just pray with effort. You monitor simple what? Signs. It doesn't matter how small the sign may be, whether to appear like a small cloud. Amen. You know God has given us what? Whether to appear through a dream. That's not even what you dreamt. Can you imagine people come to you and say, I had a dream. You know, you were in this car and this is happening. Like, oh, really? Okay, wow. Gideon, he said, what dream did they have? Bread. He said, we have won the battle. We have won the battle. From people's dreams, he saw victory in their dream. God has given us it. Have you noticed that most of you ignore signs? You ignore signs. Imagine that you are praying. You have been praying. God, I want speed to happen. At night, you had a dream where you were in a candles cruising and you were even scared. Ah, the car is moving. You wake up, I rebuke the devil. Ah, a sign. God just showed you that he is giving you an anointing of speed like you've never seen. You wake up like, ah, you are in a car, in a train, and it's cruising. Cars, baby, you are cruising. Yeah. You wake up, in Jesus' name. I know you. You are my uncle. It's your uncle. I know you. Benjamin. Don't ignore signs. Are you here, right? So, right now, we want to pray. We want to pray with intelligence. There'll be divine shiftings that are going to happen. Wherever you are, there'll be divine shiftings that will take place. And I want you to pray. Just to pray that, God, I pray right this minute, I want to see a sign. We're not praying for a miracle only. No, we want to see what?
A sign.
God, show me a sign. At least that sign will give me courage. Amen. Just sign. It will encourage me. I will know I'm moving. God, show me a sign. Do you know what the Bible says? It says, and for your children, they shall be for what? For signs and wonders. And then God says, I'll put signs on the what? On the moon. Signs on earth. God always will show people signs. Amen. Signs and wonders, they go together. Before a wonder, there is a sign. Before what? There is what? Somebody say, Oh Lord,
show me a sign.
Can you imagine you want to get married? And just pray, I am praying. I want a breakthrough. I want to get married. No, pray for a sign that when I meet him, what sign would I have? Well, if I meet her, I need a sign. Don't ignore prophetic trends in the spirit. I want a sign of this project. Me, when I'm praying for signs, God said, if you shall see a cloud, that is me. Are you here? We are praying. God, show me what? Show me a sign. Show me a sign. And you'll be very shocked. Very shocked. Father, in the name of Jesus. Raise your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, I pray that I receive a miracle tonight. But I also believe your word, which says you will show me signs before a wonder comes. Oh, Heavenly Father, show me a sign.